you got to give Navy a lot of credit. You know, they came out, they were very aggressive defensively. We really struggled offensively tonight. 23 turnovers. They kind of took us out of our game. We didn't get into any flow in the game offensively. You know, they shot 50% in the second half. I thought we just struggled in the second half to defend. But they shot 43 for the game, and that's a good enough number to win a game. But I didn't think we did anything particularly well. I thought we got some good minutes out of some of the guys that came off the bench. Damon Tate, Miles Brewster, and Malcolm gave us some good minutes. You know, I thought those were the kind of the bright spots in the game.
Can you talk a little bit more? Can you talk a little bit more about Malcolm's play tonight?
He played. I thought he was able to really rebound the ball. He had 6 rebounds and 8 points. He was 4 for 4. You know, we got him the ball once in the second. I don't remember him getting the ball like on a post up. So we just, you know, we needed to get him the ball a little bit more. We just got to see if we can get a post game going consistently. We really haven't had one in a while. But I did think he played very well and played very hard.
Jonas scored his 1,000th point tonight. Can you talk a little bit about what he's accomplished in his time with you?
Oh, he's had a great career. You know, I didn't think it was one of his better games, but, you know, he's had an unbelievable career. He's meant a lot to our program. He's someone that competes night in and night out. You know, I've been very, you know, lucky to be around him and coach him for as long as I have.
Anything specifically about Navy defensively that caused you guys some problems?
Yeah, I just think like we, you know, I think you get hit in the mouth enough, you lose a little bit of your confidence and your bravado. They came out aggressively, and I thought that we got on our heels and we weren't able to kind of put it all together. You know, we just struggled to kind of find our space. You know, after not being successful, I think we struggled to find some confidence.
How do you think you guys fared defensively?
You know, I thought in the first half we were fine. Like, we held them to 37% in the first half. And then the second half, I thought they pretty much got whatever they wanted. In the second half, they shot 50%. I thought we just broke down as the game went on.
Anthony's back after a little over 2 weeks out. How important is it to have him get kind of going again?
Ant can change some things for us because he's long. You know, obviously he didn't play great tonight. Looked a little rusty. You know, but having him back, you know, because of his length and size, he can help.
I remember after the Colgate game, you talked about looking for some more consistency. You guys kind of struggled to do that again tonight. You guys are in kind of a funk right now. How do you kind of get out of that?
You're in kind of a funk. Yeah, I think so. I think we, you know, I think right now we've kind of gotten the wind taken out of our sails a little bit. And we just need to step up and play better. You know, tonight I thought we did, for the first time, we really struggled to find good shots on offense. They did a good job of taking us out of our offense, and we couldn't muster up enough good shot attempts. I thought they really guarded us really well and made it hard for us. You know, we got down and then we were trying to just come back. We weren't really running offense. We were kind of breaking the offense down, trying to go a little bit more one-on-one, and we had a hard time of finishing and getting good shots off that. They did a good job of staying between us and the basket off the dribble.
Last one for you. Navy got in the bonus pretty early again in the second half.
Yeah,
tonight.
Yeah. We're just, you know, we're, you know, we did not, you know, we did not play, we did not play well in many facets of the game. That's one of them. Just a lot of costly fouls, a lot of things that teams that are unsuccessful do. And you can't be a team that fouls a lot and win games consistently. So, you know, we had 17 fouls. I thought Nevin in particular had some really bad ones. you know, Miles had three, Walt had three. You know, we just we've got to learn how to play without fouling. I thought that was telling.
That's all I got for you, Coach.
All right, buddy. Thanks.